John Hennessy joins us. He's the chairman of the Chicago Auto Show, which kicked off Friday night with the annual gala. Saturday, they opened the doors at 10, and they're open again today. John, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Now, this weather's kind of perfect for you. Too cold and snowy to do anything outside, but no reason you can't get there. The roads are clear.
Roads are open. Everybody's heading out this way, and traffic looks fantastic. The crowds are coming in, and they're going to get a great show from us.
What's the highlight? If I weren't able to do it all, what would you recommend that I see when I'm at McCormick Place?
Well, anybody that thinks they're going to come here for a couple hours, they're gravely mistaken, because once you walk through this door, you're going to end up staying the whole day, because there's just way too much to see and way too much to do. We've got, first thing, we got three indoor test tracks, which are a blast. It's like an auto theme park. You've got the Jeep test drive where you're driving in the new Wrangler up the hill, through the mountains, around the valleys. It's a ball. You know, you hit the Toyota test track, and you're seeing all the advanced technology. You know, a little shopping cart pops out in front of you. The car stops automatically. It parallel parks itself. And that's all great, right, for going on a test drive. But,
yeah,
you know, most of the people that come to our show, they're here to look at a vehicle because they want to buy it. 65% of the people that visit us within a year will buy a car. So for those serious buyers, we've got outdoor test drives. You can actually get behind the wheel of a vehicle and take it around the McCormick area and see how it handles. You know, see how the seats feel, see how the technology works with you, and see how that all-wheel drive, you know, a little snow, it's probably a good thing here at McCormick Place.
Yeah, right.
Take that four-wheel drive and go enjoy it.
1,000 cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers on display, 1 million square feet. Friends of mine said that. They said, hey, we're actually in the market for a car. We're going to the auto show. So I get it, John. This would be a great place to do that, huh?
It really is. I mean, the manufacturers know that our show is the largest, longest-running consumer show. So they put out their best displays, they put out the nicest vehicles, yeah, and on top of it all, they put out the best incentives this month to make, just to help entice you in case, hey, I am thinking about it, well, now's the time to buy.
But is there a trend this year? Like, I remember one year it was electric cars, and one year the SUVs or the, you know, the great big vehicles were all the rage. What's the hot trend this year?
The hot trend is the small crossover, right? You've got a new Hyundai Kona, the new Nissan Kicks, the new Ford EcoSport, the Honda HR-V, which was out last year. These are, a little bit smaller than your traditional crossover, you know, 4 to 5 seat people, great on gas, full of all the amenities, all the technology, and they usually start at a price point around $20,000.
Yeah.
Because the big shift, and you guys know this, the big shift in the marketplace in America is from cars and sedans to crossovers and SUVs. And it makes sense. You know, the crossovers and the SUVs are very practical. You can carry a lot of people. You can fold down the seats, carry a lot of stuff. You sit up a little bit higher. You see the road a little bit better. And today, they all get fantastic fuel economy.
Yeah, no kidding. ChicagoAutoShow.com, ChicagoAutoShow.com for tickets, information, and discounts. By the way, if you get their mobile app, you save $3 on a full-price adult ticket. ChicagoAutoShow.com. Let's visit again maybe on Saturday. John, congratulations to a great start.
We really appreciate the help. You guys help us drive the people here. And again, it's a tradition in Chicago, so we look forward to talking to you, and we'll hopefully look forward to seeing you out here.
110 years. Thank you, sir.